Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotel. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you this Sunday evening. I am your Empress, I am your Maliwa, and I am your advocate. I'm here to serve you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is not my regular day. I normally am on Tuesdays, but I wanted to come on to speak to you about one of our icons. We're going to be taking control of our black images and of our icon, Nina Simone. As most people know, she is one of my favorite icons, and I just have to rise up and speak out on behalf of our dear, beloved sister who's made a transition, but she's still here in the spirit with us, and we're going to conjure her up tonight, and we're going to represent and stand in the gap for our dear Nina Simone. As you may already know, and you probably have been out on the net, and you have been reading some of the advertisements about what is going on with the new movie that's due to come out, the movie that will be representing Nina Simone's life. I find it very, very hard to believe that someone here in the United States wants to depict Nina Simone's life when, in fact, they banished some of her records from being played here in the United States, and she ended up having to move to Europe in order to be recognized. She died fighting to get the recognition of the United States of America. That's right, I said it. She died fighting, trying to get the recognition and the approval of her own country. So I find it very, very hard to believe that someone wants to identify with her suffering and her civil rights movement. Now, here's my play on it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to get right to the point. I'm not going to eyeball on this thing. I'm not going to shuck and jive. I'm going to shoot from the hip. Nina Simone was a civil rights leader, and she marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. And she fought in the struggle. And most of her songs were human rights movement songs. They were Pan-African songs. They were for the movement, like Leaving You with the Backlash Blues and Goddamn Mississippi. Excuse my language, but that was the name of the song. Those songs were banished, like Jim Crow. They were banished from being played here in the United States. Now, all of a sudden, when she becomes very popular, and it's very popular to do Nina Simone, they are now playing her music here in the United States. Well, she had to banish and go to Europe and stay in Paris predominantly playing her music. Unfortunately, now that she's done performing and doing her thing, everyone wants to portray Nina Simone as if they were a supporter of her. Now, I like to say for the record, I'm darn mad about what Hollywood has decided to do. And even though it's their media system and their television system and they have the right to do what they want, we also must take a stand on this. Nina Simone was one of the only women I knew, besides a few other women, which I'll name before the end of the night, who fought for the struggle, other than Lady Sings the Blues. As you know, Billie Holiday was a civil rights mover as well, and she fought fiercely in the movement as well. But what I want to say is this. What is going on? What is really going on? Now, I know that sometimes they can sick people on you and get you into a big fight that you don't know you're in, but we're going to talk about that in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Just hold tight. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Hold tight.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to waste any time doing anything other than speaking on this topic. Now, as I told you earlier, some of you might know this, I am working on a rendition to pay homage to our dear sister, Nina Simone. Now, whether it be ad-lib in a theatrical play of some type, or whether it be ad-libbed on stage doing jazz performances, before the end of my time here on this earth, I intend to do justice to my dear sister, Nina Simone. She was a black woman. I start tracing her history. Her name wasn't Nina Simone. It was Eunice. And as you might know, if you travel through her life history, they are trying to retrace her history from her hometown. Now, there is a bust that has been done of her, made in silver, with her playing the piano. It's beautifully done. And I give homage and praises to the person that constructed that image of her. Nina Simone was a high priestess. As some of you might not know, she was called the high priestess, but she always said, "What is that? What is that?" They did not want to give her credit for being a classical piano player, which is what she studied to become. They taught her and trained her to become a classical piano player, but they rejected their very own. So she then started to play the jazz and the blues, but she started off being a classical piano player. Now, for those of you who don't know, Nina Simone was also a real high priestess who was familiar with everything and all things that a priest would use as tools. She was very familiar with how to mesmerize and captivate her audience. And most of the white people knew this because when she was on stage, she could get them to hold steady and she could hold that audience captivated while she performed, in a good state or in a bad state. Now, she talked about how weary she was after her shows. Even when she had fans that were running up to her, that were her black African-American fans, she indicated that she did everything in her power to entertain those young people because they had real issues, and she wanted to identify with their issues and the struggle. And she wanted to let them know that she was behind them so that whenever she saw them out there doing their thing, she could say she was a part of what they were. She believed in separatists, and she also believed in standing guard and fighting back. If you listen to some of her songs, one of the ones she talked about, 1, 2, 3, I've got my stick. Whenever you can, do your thing. Now, I don't know what she meant when she said that, but she was telling those young people that whenever you had a stick in your hand and whenever you got the opportunity to, do your thing. She did believe in bearing arms. She wasn't going to take a butt whooping lying down. And that's why she had it up and left this country. because she refused to shrink back to a slave. After all the work she had put in to become a classical piano player, she was disturbed by the fact that she was not actually admonished for being a classical piano player. And I don't blame her one bit. Nina Simone was magnificent in all of her music. All of the music that I've been tracing of her, I found out that not only was she a jazz singer, but a blues singer and a gospel singer, multi-talented. I can't begin to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the experience that I'm having from doing her music and tracing her lyrics back to where they came from, even talking with people in her family to talk about how can we do her justice and what are some of the things we can do for these young people to remix her music, which is what they're already doing. This lady was an actual tribute to every one of us, white and black. The whites have enjoyed her music, and they have been blessed from it. So why are we doing a disservice? What is happening? What is happening with this role playing and this part? Now, I understand that initially they asked Mary J. Blige, would she be available to play the part of Nina Simone? Now, why not Angela Bassett, who played a magnificent role in dealing with what's love got to do with it? Now, if they saw that Mary J. Blige had a scheduling problem, then why not ask someone else that appeared to know about our African culture and customs? Why would it have to be an insult to talk to Zoe about something she didn't know anything about? The young girl portrays to be a Latino. Now, all of us can say that we have a mixture of blood in us, but it's what we stand for. Zoe does not stand for the African-American struggle. She talks about herself being a Latino. Why do you have to cover her with makeup, layers of makeup, I might add, and try to give her a rump that she don't have? Black women do not need for you to pat their butts. They're naturally there. And Nina carried herself in an elegant way that she was a black African with her kinky hair and her thick black lips and her wide nose. These are not features that you can create in Zoe. She needs to already have them. I think it's an insult. And my question is, what is America trying to do? Create a fight between African-Americans and Latinos? First, it was a Zimmerman situation to get the black man all under arms and up in arms about a Hispanic man killing a black male. Now you insult us by bringing us a Latino woman to play the role of a civil rights leader who does not depict Latino. The Latinos were not in the struggle, but black African-American women were. Zoe doesn't know anything about the struggle. So how could she very well play the part of someone in a struggle and in a war? She would not know how to play that part up. Now, here's what we got to do, African-Americans. We got to be prepared in advance. We cannot lay down on this one. No, we cannot. We cannot be talking about, well, whatever. We're going to have to do something differently. We're going to have to put our eyes in the fire and think about what can we do. Produce our own Nina Simone and go out to support those who would betray a story and a history of Nina Simone and support that. Are you saying, Omi, do not support Zoe's rendition of Nina Simone? Are you saying don't go into the movie theaters? I'm saying 1, 2, 3, I've got my stick. 3, 4, 5, whenever you can, do your thing. Here's your chance to do your thing. You've got the upper hand, black folk. Your dollar can spend wherever you want it to spend. If you don't choose to spend it in the box offices of that movie, then that's your choice. Now you've got a chance to leverage and become proactive instead of reactive. Take that chance. 1, 2, 3. You got your stick. Whenever you can, 3, 4, 5. Do your thing. Now it's time to do your thing. Now this is the backlash blues, and this is what Nina was talking about when she said, I'm going to leave you with the backlash blues. Now, I chose Nina Simone to do long before I ever knew about her heritage and her blackness. The song that she sang so well was about my mama's blues. I had already made up in my mind that I was doing a rendition for my mother, who also sang the blues. And because Nina did such a good job of it, I stopped writing the songs that I was writing for my mom. And I listened to the lyrics of Nina Simone's song and thought that I might be able to do her justice with those lyrics just as well. Now, Nina Simone, from a baby up, was playing instruments and had the ability to count music and could keep time and rhythm. This is what her mother stated. This young girl was coached into being one of the finest classical piano players, and she even knew as a young woman that she was one of the best, but the whites shut the door on her. They refused her, and she had to go outside of America to make something of herself. I know what that is, because I had to go to Europe myself to perform there in Europe and became a star. That's right. We became a star and well-known all over Europe. If you go there now and ask about the Jackson Singers, they will acknowledge us because we were a group. But what I'm saying, African Americans, how do you feel about this thing? Now, it was so conveniently for Mary J. Blige to turn down the part in lieu of taking a position in the Help as one of the role players in the movie Help. Such a fine movie as Nina Simone. Now, the other thing that bothers me is, why aren't Nina Simone's websites being cared for by African Americans? And why is some non-African American caring and monitoring her website? I'm really concerned because I'd like to know what is going on with the whole process of us taking back our icons. Now, we better get ready for this thing because they're getting ready to do a job on us. I don't know about you if you're a reader, but if you care to read, start reading. They're going to be doing more than just Nina Simone. There is going to be several other movies coming out within the next year. And NWA, for those of you who are hip-hoppers out there, the NWA group, I understand through reading online, of course, that a Jewish woman will be doing a rendition of NWA, a black hip-hoppers group. My question is, what do you think about that? Can she do it justice? And does she know the black struggle and the hip-hop community? Now, our poor father of soul, James Brown, I Feel Good. What do you think they're going to portray him as when they do his story? I Feel Good, knowing that he was caught up into a lot of different things other than being the king of soul. They're going to try to discredit him. And all of our black icons will be discredited if we don't step up our game and intercede for them. I believe that Nina Simone's very bones or her dust from her ashes will rise up against what is happening if she finds out somebody that was not pro-black is portraying her. If she finds out somebody is still trying to do her injustice even while she's going to the grave, she will rise up, ladies and gentlemen. I believe she will rise up. And she will take offense, and we might feel a visitation from Nina Simone prior to all of this taking place. I project if she is as spiritual as I know she is and how hard she fought against all the injustice, She is not going to let her melanin lay down for such a cause as this. Why would you have to take a mulatto woman and dolly her up with paint? It's just another painted face. And if you don't have the struggle and the soul in you, then your portrayal of somebody who is conscious will not come across very well. I believe we better check the record since the last time I checked. Nina Simone looked more like an African woman than she did like a mulatto, light-skinned woman. And every one of you African-Americans should be calling in. These phone lines should be jumping off right about now. 646-478-0270. Let's talk about it. How do you feel about it? How do you feel? Are you deranged? Are you upset? Let me open up these chat rooms and see if I can get anybody out here that has something to say about this situation. Well, I'll tell you this. 1, 2, 3. Look at me. 3, 4, 5. Whenever I can, when I get my stick, I'm going to do my thing. What about you? Now that you got your stick in your hand, are you going to use your dollars to circulate on that movie, or will you do your thing and create a rendition of Nina Simone that will be more realistic and believable? Now, I want to say this. In the struggle, there were many things that had to be done. There were things that had to be done in the struggle to talk about our lives. And Nina spent more time trying to explain to people about why she felt proud about being black and about why each and every time she got on the stage, she wanted everyone that was black to be conscious about who they were. And she always talked about how beautiful black was. Now, if you don't know that by now, I don't know what to say for you, but I will say this much. She wasn't ashamed of being black. She made no apologies for it, just as I make no apologies for it. Now, let me say this. I am a separatist. I believe that everyone should have their own, and we should have never crossed that line. And white folks, no offense to you. You've had your own. But for us to amalgamate into you would mean that we would lose our identity. So we're not trying to integrate any longer. It didn't work. It was a mistake. You were right. Here's something that you were right on. We should have stayed on our side of the track and built up our own businesses and developed our own agriculture. And we would have had businesses by now. So what I'm saying is this. I do unto others and treat all people as I want to be treated. But I believe that when it comes to our Africanism, I make no excuse and no apology for it. I love being black. And blackness, it, to me, is what I was selected to be. And I know Nina believed that. And I know Nina felt that. If she had to go all the way to Europe to express herself where she would not be looked upon as a black person, but as an individual. I know the feeling. I spent 5 years there, and not one time did I feel embraced or discriminated by the Europeans there. I don't know if it's because they learned their lesson or because they used to worship black queens and kings there. And also, they were familiar with the black Madonna and the black Jesus. They were the ones to introduce me to them. So I want to say this to you, that one thing we have got to get right. You cannot dispose of us because you feel like there's no more use for us, so you sick other lower socioeconomic groups on us so that we can act as if we're fighting it out with a Latino or Hispanic. Well, Latinos and Hispanics, you got to get hit. You see what's going on. We're not your enemy, and you're a minority. And I say that we're immigrants because we've been here. We're non-immigrants, rather, because we've been here all along. Even though we were brought over here, there wasn't a place when black people were not. So I don't want us to have the wrong type of war. We're not ready to war with Latino women's or Hispanic men and women. And we're not going to let you get us into a bind where we're fighting against the Latino families, and you're not going to get us in an uproar about who is minority and who's not. We do not claim minority. And every one of you black people out there, stop claiming minority. You are non-immigrant. Even put on anything that you write down, you are non-immigrant. Because when you say you are a minority, you don't exist. You have no place in society. And it's very vital that you should know that. Let's go to commercial. I want those phone lines to light up. And I also want you to call in, because I need your conversation. We've got people out here in the chat room. Chat room, go right ahead and put your statements in. We'd like to hear from you. Once again, we're talking about the young lady, Zoe Saldana, who is going to be playing the role of Nina Simone. What do you feel about it? What do you think about it? How do you feel that a Latino woman who represents herself as a Latino woman feels, how do you feel about her playing the role of an African conscious black woman who was a part of the struggle? Do you feel it's a misfit? And it's an effort to erase our black history as black people. Do you feel that we should say something about this role and denounce it and refuse to acknowledge it as a black movie? I do feel that it's very vital that we should start looking at what is going on here in Hollywood. And what is Hollywood trying to do to the image of black people? Is it to erase who we were? Because you can't forget who we were, and you cannot erase us out of history. Black women, since we are the mothers of the generation, and because all life came down through our loins. Right now, someone is picking a fight with the black woman. And this you don't want to do. Because we are like the warrior who decided to hide out for 5 years, and you didn't even know that this queen was in existence. She laid low as if you thought her movement had stopped. And then at the fifth year, she rose up on you. Don't let us have to rise up. Don't let us have to rise up, please. Because right now, you are messing with a black high priestess. And all the priestesses of the world will rise up. And they will talk to Mother Nature. And Mother Nature takes revenge on anything that is not natural. Let's go to commercial for Mother Nature. Roll up in here, and we have to do something to satisfy Mother Nature. Hold on tight. Our chat rooms are filling up. Hold on, we want to go to the phone lines in a minute. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, those people in the chat room, I like to say hello to 22, 23, 57, 50. Thank you so very much for logging in. I want to say once again, how do you feel about Zoe, a Latino young lady, playing the role of Nina Simone? Does she know the history? Does she know the culture? Does she know that Nina Simone was a civil rights leader? She marched with Dr. King. She fought in the struggle. She even left this country in order to continue to play her music with songs like Jim Crow and with songs like Leaving You with the Backlash Blues and Mississippi GD. Now, I want to say this again. You can stand up and pretend to portray anybody you want, but being convincing is the real thing. Even in her statue, they have done quite a good job with all the makeup, but makeup does smear. And at one point in time, our blackness has got to show through. And if you don't have the heart like Nina Simone had, she stood up to people. You've got to be strong, and you can't be timid. She was not a timid woman. And that's one of the first things I saw in Nina was her boldness and her ability to express herself without any excuses. Can Zoe do that? Now, can you do that, Zoe? Now, if you cannot, do the African-American race a favor and bow out. Offer the position back to Mary J. Blige now that Mary's schedule has cleared up, so to speak. Mary, I think you ought to be turning over in your bed right now, sister, and you ought to be crying out for redemption, because I know our dear sister Nina Simone is crying out for redemption, and she's going to get hers. You trust to believe that, because Nina, being a high priestess, even in her grave, I believe that she knows what to do to get Mother Nature to take revenge on what is happening. Is this a war waged against African American or something? We're going to go from Trayvon Martin and the Zimmerman case, which was not a European man, but a Hispanic man, and now we have a Latino woman waging war on the black woman. We see the writing on the wall, and we're not going to have it. We're not going to have it. We are going to address it, and we're not going to be active and reactive. We're going to start our planning ahead of time. We've got a little time left. We do not live and breathe and die by those movie theaters. Our dollars will stay in our pocket until you can produce a character that's believable. So you say we're boycotting. No, I don't say we're boycotting. We're exercising our economic rights to make sure that our icons are protected. If James Brown is going to be annihilated when he is depicted, we're going to stand up and say something about that ahead of time. If NWA and the African hip-hoppers are going to be distorted in their portrayal through someone that is non-black, we're going to stand up and say something about that. And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to start reading and finding out about these things. Now, Nina Simone, I have some opportunities to get on stage and portray her music any way I see fit. Like she said, by any means necessary. And while on stage, you better believe, 1, 2, 3, I've got my stick. 3, 4, 5, it's time to do my thing. So when I do get on stage to do her numbers that I've selected, you better believe that I'm going to do my thing, and I will do Nina Simone justice. I could have played Nina Simone for that matter. After spending time studying her, her figure eight that I learned so neatly to do, I wonder, can Zoe do a figure eight? Can she mesmerize the people and put them up under a mesmerized spell and hold them captive? I wonder, has she learned to do that since she's been studying Nina Simone, so she says. Now, let's get to Mary. Mary says she's been really, really learning her French and going back and studying Nina's ways and her mannerism. Now, if you've done all that, Mary, why would you give up the opportunity to portray her? Why would you walk away? Is it the money? Or what is it, Mary? Now, Mary, we've always known you to be a fighter. And we'd like for you to walk back out there again, girl, because we're behind you. And we want you to ask for that role and tell them you're available. You open up your schedule. If not, Angela Bassett, where are you? 1, 2, 3. It's time for you to do your thing. 4, 5, 6, we've got our stick. We're behind you because we want to see a right portrayal of Nina Simone. I don't want this woman to have to make a presence here before us through Mother Nature, a storm that we can call Nina Simone, that she'll run through this earth. She's going to be riled up about it. I'm going to just tell you, being a high priestess and all, I know she's going to be riled up about the girl not being black enough for her, about the girl not having soul. and not knowing the black struggle. How can you know the black struggle when you're a Latino and you didn't get here for the movement, for the civil rights movement, because you didn't march in the civil rights movement, so you know nothing of the civil rights movement. And your numbers may be growing, but you are not a part of the struggle. So how can you try to portray something, Zoe, that you're not? Now, these are questions that I'm just posing. Now, if there's somebody in the chat room that would like to answer any of those questions, go right ahead and do so. Go right ahead and do so. Because we are looking for you to do your thing in that chat room. I see you writing in there. Now, I'd like to also say this much. Nina Simone means a lot of things to a lot of people. And now you see her homage being paid all over the diaspora. Women are singing her music like crazy. Trust me, I'm coming out of a traditional African role to do jazz, but blues is what I'm familiar with. But her jazz is good enough because singing my mama's blues is something that we all could do. But I want to say this much about Nina Simone. I want to say that the woman that we value the most and that fits into the African-American role is being depicted and diminished right before our eyes. Our icons are being degraded. We cannot allow this to happen, and we must make statements. And we must also speak out on our radio shows about what we are going to support. We will not support any type of idolatry or backlashing where we take our icons and diminish them and destroy what they represent to us as a black people. Nina Simone represented a lot of things to us. Even in her music, she wrote so elegantly and told the story about the struggle. Her daughter has been working very hard to keep her mother's spirit alive. Now, it's up to us as African-Americans to stand up in every part of the four directionals. As I begin to pour libations to the east and to the west, north and the south, and call on the forces to be, as we begin to ask the ancestors to intervene on our behalf, if this is not to be so, then the ancestors will intercede on our behalf and do justice for Nina Simone so that she will not, even in her grave, be disgraced, and she will not be diminished, even as she's 6 feet under. Her spirit will rise high, and she will be respected, and there's no amount of disgrace that anyone on the screen can portray of this high priestess, this queen, and one of our elders. There is no way that you are going to disgrace this woman before us by bringing on a novice who is not fit to portray a high priestess, who does not know the struggle, who has not been in the movement, who is not one of the leaders out there. Welcome to the chat room. Thank you so very much for coming in. We are talking about the role and the life of Nina Simone, and who Hollywood chose to depict her. I understand that Mary J. Blige was initially asked to play the role, but because of scheduling problems, she had to back out. And Zoe Saldana was asked to play the role of Nina. Now, what did her family have to say about this? And are they upset about it? And do they have any say-so of it? Because they're taking the life of their dear mother and depicting it in an inappropriate manner. I think they should speak out as well. Maybe they ought to put it on hold and table the whole doggone thing until they come to the black community to have a platform with us, because we've got to stop this nonsense about degrading our people in history and writing us out of the history book. Bleeding us out. This is what you call bleeding out the black gene and trading off the lesser recessive gene to become the dominant. This is exactly what is being depicted. Nina Simone was truly a black African woman. She had no features of a king nose and silk wavy hair, which us black women keep trying to get the silk wavy hair. Knock it off. We've got to stop buying the silk wavy hair. Get the kinky stuff and wear the afro look. We've got to also do Nina justice. She didn't come on stage with her hair straight not one time. She kept her fro or her braids or wrapped her head up. She didn't come on there with some straight-looking wig on trying to depict the white woman. Number one, African-American, you must know that there's been war raised on us by the white woman for a long time. She's not truly begging for you to look like her. So why would you want to look like someone that does not want you to be them? Do you have a desire to represent your black race? Then wear your hair kinky like Nina suggested. Nina wore a short fro. She wore a big afro. She wore braids. She tied her hair down if she had to. And I know the moves because I will tie mine up before I put on one of those straight, kinky, or the straight-looking, silky-looking hair that's not my own. It's very vital that we should get a grip of ourselves, women, to what we represent. This is a slap in our face to remind us of what Nina Simone represented. Now, we can fight all we can about this movie, but we got to do better as African-American women and represent. And what I mean by representing is that I mean you've got to stop the weave with the straight hair. If you're going to weave it, put the kinky stuff on. If you say you're black, then act black. And stop trying to get the highest bleach color you can to represent more whiteness. Nina wanted us to love our black selves. She wanted us to understand that we didn't have the recessor gene. We had the dominant gene, and our gene was the strongest. And there was nothing wrong with being black. And there was everything good about our blackness because all human beings came from us. She wanted us to know that. So why then are they trying to depict? Why then are they trying to depict our African women as being mulatto? Why then are they trying to show in the race that Nina's color meant nothing? I think her color was a cause of her being able to project the melanin. Without her being dark-skinned and black, she wouldn't have had the melanin to project. But because she projected melanin, is that not celebrated? Is that frowned upon? Is that why we're getting a slap in the face to have a mulatto-looking woman portray an African queen? We should be up in arms about this. We should be talking about what we're going to do to produce our own plays, to talk about who Nina was. Now, Nina lived in Paris, and most would say, oh, well, she went to stay with Europeans. Going to Europe is like going to Africa, ladies and gentlemen, because they worship the black woman there. I repeat, they worship the black woman there. Their queen was known as Queen Europa, who was a black queen. And they worship blackness there. And some of the first Jewish people or German people that were killed in the Holocaust were black people. And there's still black people there to this day that are black German. Now, I want to say this about Nina. She was blacker than night. Black, 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 black. And they don't get any blacker than Nina. So you'd have to go out and search for someone that was of a black hue. I know it's probably hard for the cameraman or for the host of the Hollywood to go out and find that person, but you can line them up 24/7 and find them, and you could coach someone to be a Nina Simone. You could develop me into a Nina Simone. It's got to be somebody that loved Nina and has a desire to walk after what she believed in and what she stood for. She stood for consciousness, understanding. She wanted people to know that she knew what they were doing and what they were doing to her people. and that she wasn't stupid. So she was a conscious woman, and she wasn't a woman that was lost. So I say this much.